So glad to have you along today on Conversations. We were talking about Bibles. I know we've been talking a lot about it, but there's still a lot of people I don't think realize how important it is to get in on this campaign, because for Africa, there's such a great need. And I'm going to let my friend Michael Woolworth, who is the representative for Bible League that we're working with, to tell us more and how easy it is. I think we take it for granted that we easily have access to Bibles in our country and many places of the world. But in Africa, they need it, and $5 will make a difference. We're going to tell you how. Michael, thank you so much and for working with us. What are you guys doing with Africa and through Bible League?
Well, Melissa, you've been a great friend of Bible League, asking your listeners to be a part of what God is doing through our ministry, now 87 years young. And I've been to Africa.
Wow.
Even recently, Melissa, and, you know, we've worked together for 3 years.
Yes.
And I cannot help, as I've given out Bibles to believers, men, women, children, who have cried, they've danced, they've sung. There's been such joy expressed. Melissa, I can't help but think of this listening family that's given so sacrificially to see those kingdom transactions take place. But, you know, we've talked about over our weeks together, it's unmet Bible needs. This is where Christianity is growing in the greatest numbers in the world.
Mm,
and yet as many as 9 of 10 new believers go without a Bible. And so,
crazy.
You know, David writes to Solomon, his son, in the Psalms, right? Psalm 119.
Yes.
He says, hey, son, cherish God's word. Hide it in your heart. But we've been kind of giving you examples of 50 Bibles here, 500 Bibles here, 300 there, of Christians who need the question to be answered, how do I hide it in my heart if I've never held it in my hands? And
come
so, Melissa, at the princely sum of $5 a Bible, you can bless a waiting believer in Africa. And let me just mention, if I may, a couple of those praying right now.
Sure, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, Dorcas is a widowed mother of three. She's in Ethiopia. Sadly, her husband was killed in an agricultural accident, but I can tell you, she wants to raise her children to know and love Jesus. She's praying for a Bible. Kwame's a 50-year-old Christian in Rwanda. When he became a believer, he was trained to share Christ. He developed this incredible burden to reach others for Jesus. And Melissa, today he's led 92 Rwandans to Christ. They're all praying for Bibles in the Swahili language. And then one more, a young woman by the name of Anya is in South Africa. When she became a believer, her family said, we really want nothing to do with you now that you follow Jesus. But I can tell you, she is a very strong Christian. She's praying for a Bible. Anya is there in South Africa. And then, Melissa, if I may, let me just say thanks to some of your listeners. Leland said, you know what? I want to be a part of this. Marion said, Melissa, Michael, count me in for 20 Bibles. Mark said, I want to be a part of this. A dozen Bibles. And then Vicky said, count me in. I want to be a part of this. A $100 tax-deductible gift for 20 Bibles. And, Melissa, we've
so
seen
great.
Half the need met. We've said together, can
come
we
on.
Do it
Woo.
For 2,400 waiting believers that we know by name at Bible League? Listeners, you've taken care of the first 50%. You've put tears of joy on the faces of 1,200 waiting Christians. We've got 1,200 we want to take care of by Sunday, June 29th. And Melissa, I believe we're going to get there together.
I believe that, Michael. What a good word. You heard it. He's told you the story. These are real lives with people that are believers that want the Word of God and they need it in their language. Could you do that today? Could you help us work with our friends at Bible League to get those Bibles in the hands of the Africans that want to serve God and put that in their heart, hide the Word of God in their heart? You can do that by going to Conversations right now, star883.com. You click on Conversations. We have the link there, but of course we have a link and a page on our website all the time, star883.com. Just click on Bible League.